This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my favorite authors is Samuel Johnson, also known as Dr. Johnson, the eccentric, prolific 18th century writer and lexicographer. His health was quite bad, and in 1783, when Dr. Johnson was about 74 years old, he had a stroke that for a time made him unable to speak. I read the story of what happened in an account called The Life of Samuel Johnson, written in 1787 by Sir John Hawkins. Ever since I read it, I can't stop thinking about it. This account says everything about Dr. Johnson, his brilliance with language, his abiding religious faith, his eccentricity. Here's the account from Sir John Hawkins. About the middle of June 1783, his constitution sustained a severer shock than it had ever before felt. This was a stroke of the palsy, so very sudden and severe that it awakened him out of a sound sleep and rendered him, for a short time, speechless. As it had not affected his intellectual powers, he, in that cumbent posture to which he was confined, attempted to repeat, first in English, then in Latin, and afterwards in Greek, the Lord's Prayer, but succeeded in only the last effort, immediately after which, finding himself again bereft of the power of speech, he rang for his servant, and making signs for pen, ink, and paper, wrote and sent the following note to his friend and next-door neighbor, Mr. Allen, the printer. Johnson writes, "Dear Sir, it hath pleased Almighty God this morning to deprive me of the powers of speech, and as I do not know but that it may be his farther good pleasure to deprive me soon of my senses, I request you will, on the receipt of this note, come to me and act for me as the exigencies of my case may require. I am sincerely yours, S. Johnson." His neighbor came over, summoned a doctor, and Dr. Johnson recovered his ability to speak. I was so deeply moved by the calmness and composure shown by Dr. Johnson in such a terrifying moment. I get tremendously rattled when I can't find my phone right away. This example reminds me of how I can face life with more equanimity. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.